Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 1, New Roles in 2008. With the release of Windows Server 2008, an Active Directory domain controller can be deployed in several new ways. Server Manager is a single solution that is used as a single source for managing identity and system information. Server Manager is enabled by default when a Windows 2008 server is installed. Server Core is a minimal server installation option for Windows Server 2008 that contains a subset of executable files as well as 5 server roles. Read-only domain controllers. RODC holds all of the Active Directory Domain Services, ADDS, objects and attributes that a writable domain controller holds, with the exception of account passwords. Unidirectional replication prevents RODCs from replicating information to a writable domain controller. The installation of read-only domain controllers can be delegated to other users. Active Directory Lightweight Directory Service. Active Directory Lightweight Directory Service is a slimmed-down version of AD. LDS is used when directory-aware applications need directory services, but there is no need for the overhead of a complete forest or domain structure. LDS has many new features over ADAM, including auditing, server core support, support for Active Directory sites and services, and a database mounting tool. Active Directory Rights Management Services. Active Directory Rights Management Services. RMS does require a client access license. The three main functions of ADRMS are creating rights-protected files and templates, licensing rights-protected information, and acquiring licenses to decrypt rights-protected content and apply usage policies. The three new features of ADRMS are delegation of roles, integration with Federation services, and self-enrollment. Active Directory Federation Services. Federation services were first available in Windows Server 2003 Release 2. Federation services provides an identity management solution that interoperates with web services architecture-enabled security products. WS Federation Passive Requester Profile, WSFPRP, also makes it possible for Federation to work with solutions that do not use the Microsoft Standard of Identity Management. The WS Federation specification defines an integrated model for federating identity, authentication, and authorization across different trust realms and protocols. WS Federation Passive Requester Profile was created in conjunction between IBM, BEA Systems, Microsoft, VeriSign, and RSA Security. Frequently Asked Questions. Question: can an RODC replicate to another RODC? Answer: no. RODCs can only replicate with full domain controllers. This is a feature of the RODC, which is meant to be, as the name implies, a read-only server. Since neither RODC would have write capabilities in this example, it would be pointless to have them replicate to one another. Question: can I federate with a Windows Server 2003 Release 2 Forest? Answer: yes, you can, but keep in mind that they will not have all of the same functionality. Federation was introduced in Windows Server 2003 Release 2 to allow IT organizations to take advantage of the basics of federation. However, features such as integration with other applications like ADRMS and Office SharePoint Server 2007 are not available. Question: can an RODC exist in a mixed mode, Windows 2003 and Windows 2008 domain? Answer: yes, but you must run ad prep with the proper switches in order for it to succeed. If the domain is not prepped for this new Windows Server 2008 role, the RODC installation will fail almost immediately. Ad prep is required to add the appropriate schema modifications for RODC. Question: LDS sounds pretty cool. Can I run that for my AD environment? Answer: The short answer is yes, but if you're running AD internally, you would probably want the full functionality of domain services. LDS is meant for smaller environments, such as DMZ, where additional functionality, in particular management, is not a requirement. Question: does rights management work with mobile devices? Answer: yes, there is a mobile module for rights management services. However, only Windows mobile devices are supported with rights management. Check with your wireless vendor or mobile manufacturer for support and availability on particular models. Question: I've heard that Server Core is only supported in 64-bit edition. Is that true? Answer: no. Server Core works in both 32-bit and 64-bit editions. Hyper-V virtualization only runs on 64-bit. It should be noted that as of the writing of this book, Windows Server 2008 is expected to be the final 32-bit server operating system released by Microsoft. Question: do I have to use Server Manager for role deployment? Answer: no. You can use scripting tools to deploy roles. Also, depending on the role, role bits, the actual files that make up the role, can sometimes be added automatically. For example, if you forget to add the directory services role prior to running dcpromo.exe, dcpromo will add the role for you. However, this is not the case with all roles.